The Hawaii Supreme Court ruled that a new election for the Honolulu City Council District 4 seat must be conducted in 120 days. Both candidates say they intend to start campaigning immediately. Incumbent Trevor Ozawa.
We're thankful for having the opportunity to have served over the last 4 years and have been a vocal leader in the council. And we want to continue to be there so that we can bring positive change at a city that seems to be unraveling at the moment due to questions of integrity, insider political actions. And that's why I'm fighting to get reelected for a third time.
Challenger Tommy Waters.
You know, I walked door to door for 11 months. And I knocked on over 12,000 doors during my campaign, and that worked. We did coffee hours, and I hope to do the same thing. I'm going to start walking and keep walking until they tell me not to, meaning the election happens.
The State Office of Elections and the Honolulu City Clerk are working on the specifics of how that special election will be conducted to include timelines and dates. Waters, who prevailed before the Supreme Court, says that ruling was just.
I'm just so happy that the Supreme Court took a closer look at our electoral process. I really believe that elections are the cornerstone of democracy. You gotta make sure you get this right. You gotta make sure the rules are followed, because that way it's fair to everybody. The reason why there are rules so that you can limit mistakes or fraud. So the Supreme Court, I think, did the right thing.
Ozawa would like to challenge that ruling, but that option appears pointless given the four-month special election deadline.
This most public and vulnerable way that I've had to go through with regard to the Supreme Court, this unprecedented ruling, you know, it's never happened. And I think that this happened for a reason, so that we can go ahead, highlight the fact that now more than ever, the city and county of Honolulu needs to shift gears. Let's pivot towards a new step in the right direction.
There are 67,000 registered voters in Honolulu City Council District 4, stretching from Hawaii Kai through Kaimuki to Waikiki and Ala Moana Beach Park. But only 55% of District 4 voters, less than 37,000, cast ballots for the two candidates. Ozawa and Waters will be chasing those votes and working against the clock.
Every obstacle that's thrown in our way, I welcome it as a challenge, and I show that without resistance, you don't get stronger. So we're going to get stronger, and we're going to show that we can do it and we can win again.
I'm sure going to work hard and try. It's going to be close again. I think the community is very split down the middle, very divided. How can it not be close? Oh, my goodness.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.